God gave us the commandment in order for us to be followed, instruction, and will guided so that we can feel that we can be worthy. Truly indeed, He is the very reason why we are here, to acknowledge His goodness, and we offer our moment of time to praise and worship His name. Upon hearing His word, we know that there is a great message that will give us a change of heart, and fulfilling what is our heart's desire is to know God deep within. But it was the sin that always destroys humanity. It divides, it distracted us, pointing out that God is good and faithful. Because of God, we have life to be thankful and celebrated. Spirit, strengthen our faith. There is also the presence of God joyfully empowering each one of us, so we can see that it is God working mysteriously, that the invisible God becomes visible to the life of the faithful, especially those who do the will of God, answering to become worthy servants. And upon hearing this gospel message, even myself not worthy to stand beside you or to speak and preach the good news, for I am not worthy either. That's why I have time to go to confession. I have time to re-examine my conscience. And who among us, who among you, follow the Ten Commandments, neither reaching out that Christ made it into two? Nobody, even myself. But thanks for God's goodness, because of His yes, He gave His own love and life through Jesus Christ so that we can receive the grace of salvation, that the power of God's love invested to you and me becomes a means of source of inspiration. Because we are here to be true brothers and sisters in Christ. Because we carry Christ in our heart, Christians in our heart. That's why we know that to follow God is a way of life. Season of Lent is approaching. Time to re-examine our conscience with deep faith and a true change of heart. And every day we all face the unknown, and it is painful as we discover it so deeply. And there is no way to turn to if darkness covers. So where are we to go? Our hearts restless, faith doubted. Sometimes we do not know what is right and wrong. We are trying to depend our right and end up pointless. Then we cry out to God, Lord, be mindful of your mercy. Merciful is your grace. Truthfulness is your kindness. Love is your gift. Freedom is our reward. And no matter who we are, saying yes or no, it's our free will that matters. A precious gift, we acknowledge your boundless love, for you gave us to rediscover the meaning of life-giving. Free will is a gift that sometimes we misuse it for a wrong purpose and ends up into a complicated life with no directions, hopeless and hurtful, for it can cause division, pride, and prejudice. It is hard to comprehend why we end up choosing the wrong and failing to do good. It seems that hardness of heart can be a means of disappointment, for we have tried our best and that was not good enough, and we give up easily. One way or another, we are called to be responsible, accountable, and be fruitful in all our doings. So makes our life happy and be at peace. In other words, every choice matters. It affects attitude, behavior. Feeding our minds with good thoughts will give us a clear conscience and clearance of ourselves that I choose to do making it things right and doing the right thing. And if we say yes to God, our lives will be guided into the way of peace. And we have the wisdom to understand, a love to give, the healing to live, the power to proclaim His word and desire to follow. Because all what we are about to celebrate and receiving reflected in our day-to-day life. Because we are good being, God made that make us good. And if we say no to God, life will not be easy. For we are feeling guilty of no reasons, negative thoughts put us down. Even fear controls and we are helpless. So let us embrace even the point of pain and suffering to put all everything in trust in God, surrender to His divine will, and let the Lord doing and make it fulfilled. Feeling that we are not abandoned, neither rejected, but there is one good God who in the midst of us will come and speak to us. Listen to me. Obey the commandments. Pray ceaselessly. Because we know that there is God ready to welcome and invite us. Every liturgy we have participated is our gathering celebration to know God, be with God, nurtured by and fed by God. In other words, God is our life. Whether we accept it or not, understand what is His ways and His purpose. The goodness is that He is our God, and without Him, we are nothing. We must believe in God so that we receive, we become like Him. Christ in us and be Christ to one another. The book of Sirach encourages us to choose God and His commandments. For great is God's divine wisdom to know good and evil, and our heart's desire is to know God deep within. Meaning we need to practice our faith. We need to allure that, yes, we can do making things right as long as I choose to be good. And keeping love be the source of inspiration so that we can love the unlovable. As I always keep on telling you, we cannot change the fact or any situations or your brothers and sisters or anything what you want. But you can change your own perspective way so that to understand, we become worthy. Worthy in the eyes of God, it's because God made us worthy through Christ, who is the eternal and source of everlasting life. And may our life journey is living with Christ, and our yes to God is guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. All Sunday gathering is an expression of trust, for we are here, yes to God, and believe in the sacrament. And the good news is that God invited, all are welcome, and our hearts prepared to celebrate. So must we. Let us ask God for His wisdom and knowledge so that we learn to understand the difference of one another. Not pointing our fingers or judging each other, but giving ourselves a vessel of hope so that we can be a missionary of good news and spread the good news of God's love. Because only God's love will empower us to change from within. And pointing out that there's someone like you can make a life difference. There's someone like you that we can touch one soul, so that every time we gather and celebrate in the sacrificial meal, we are united with one mind and heart. Although we express ourselves what is our heart's desires and pray to the Father what we need, God sees and God knows what is the best for each one of us. He is God who sees everything because of His abounding love. Unlike us, we are limited, but God is unlimited. Just a reminder, for every action we have done, we are accountable. Christ's rule is to have compassion with loved and serve faithfully with gratitude. So let's start pray from the heart and put ourselves trust in God's mercy. Our yes means I will follow God, His teachings, His commandments, and His divine will. For Jesus said, blessed are those who walk in the law of the Lord, which is the law of faithful love, undying love, self-giving. And if we are aware that we can do much things and be a missionary of Christ, then we are on the same page that we want God known in our day-to-day life. It's always be a challenge, not so easy. Wherever you are right now, Remember, God listens, God answers. And the challenge and the question is, will you be His faithful disciple? Let us profess our faith. I believe in one